Blog Talk Radio.
Talk 101 with you. This is D-Love. Of course, I'm your host. I appreciate you guys joining in with me this morning, going on to my page, checking out the profile. Hey, I hope it's been very helpful to you. The song you just heard was actually the 23rd Psalms. We're going to go back. This is a two-part series. I'm just giving you guys some great power verses and prayers that I know that are effective. Of course, I am a believer. I am not religious by any means. I'll make that clear. But I do know that it's all about building a relationship with God. So that song was the 23rd Psalms. I played Shannon Wexelberg, the song was Nothing Can Separate Us. I would encourage you guys to go and just check her out. She's got a great testimony. 1 second, I see I have a caller. One moment.
Hello?
Caller, hi, you're on the air. This is D-Love. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Shanini. Nini.
Shanini?
No, it's Nini.
Nini. Okay, well, thanks for joining me, Nini. You are my first caller, girl. So what I'm going to have you do after the show, just send me some information, and I can get that complimentary gift out to you. Thanks for calling. What we're talking about today is just great prayers and power verses and different things like that I am giving you guys. And did you want to make a comment or did you have some questions for me?
Yes, I have a prayer request.
Oh, sure. Well,
yes.
Okay. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Yes, my prayer request, I would like for God to bless me with a career. I go on so many interviews and perform good, but they always tell me, pick another candidate, or tell me that I'm overqualified. So
mm-hmm.
I would like for God to bless me with a career. And where can I send my information to you?
Well, what you'll need to do, you see that link that you clicked on to get my page?
Yes.
You should be able to just go on the profile, and it should be a section on there that says follow. But what I would like you to do, I'm going to pray with you real quick because I really would like you to get a pen and some paper. You can go on my page. But last week I gave some very powerful power verses and scriptures and prayers that
mm-hmm.
you can just pray every single day. You don't have to be in church to pray. You don't have to, you can just pray in your sleep, pretty much. You said Nene?
Yes.
Nene? Okay, I just want to make sure I got that. So you can pretty much... I would encourage you to just tune into the show. I want to pray with you real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Nene today, Lord. You woke her up for a reason, and that's what we're talking about today is purpose, because you have her here for a reason, and she has a desire, Lord. She believes in you. We know she's a believer, or else she would not be calling the program. And she wouldn't be asking for prayer. So we know that Nene is a believer. So we just want you to speak to her heart, Lord. Hopefully encourage her with this program. Give her what she needs. And, Lord, show her that all she has to do is believe. And so right now we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Nene,
thank you.
Stay listening to the show. If you want to stay on, I'm going to go ahead, actually, and that song was by Shannon Wexler. And so what I'm going to do now, I'm just going to give some short, simple prayers. Here's a couple, and you can always go on my page and download it, so you don't have to try to remember right now, which is the good thing. But, Nene, I want you to stay on with me. And just kind of let's just have a little online Bible study. What do you say?
Yes. What time does the show end?
9:00. So we're going to go through pretty quick. But if you need to get off, that's fine. Just tune in. And you can go on. Let me give you my email address. It's realtalk101 with.
Let me write it
down. Okay.
Let me write it down.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Nene. I'm glad that you are motivated to do something, because guess what? We're all in the same boat, just so you know. D-Love is too, okay? Got skills, all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? But I can help you out. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. Real Talk 101.
Uh-huh. With you is just the W and the U.
@yahoo.com. Okay, let me repeat it so I can make sure I have it correct. Okay, I have realtalk101@yahoo.com.
It's just the U. It's just the U. The one, like the U in the alphabet.
Oh, W-U.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you go on my page, you will see where it says email but that's a quicker way. It's just like realtalkwu@yahoo.com. Like Real Talk WU, all one word, @yahoo.com. And I have your phone number here too, so I know how to get a hold of you, okay? If for some reason you can't contact, but it should be pretty easy, you know.
Okay, yes. So I have 101. That's after the Real Talk.
Uh-huh. It's going to be realtalk101wu@yahoo.com. So the U is just single, all just like that.
Okay.
And go on the page. We got some other interesting programs. And not only that, this is the second series. to Great Power Verses and Prayers. I will be wrapping it up. A lot of people enjoyed it, so I may be doing this a little bit more often. And I want to encourage you, I'm speaking from experience. I know God is real. It gets hard sometimes. But, honey, know that your strength lies with him. And if you can just listen in, I'm going to go ahead and give some good power verses and some scriptures that you can just quote anytime. It doesn't matter what you're doing because God hears you. He tells us to pray without ceasing. I'm not religious by any means, but I am spiritual, and I know it's about building that relationship with you, and we are all a work in progress. So, Nene, thank you so much for calling, and if you need to hang up, that's fine. I'm going to go ahead and start going over these short, simple power prayers and some scriptures, okay?
Okay.
All right. So basically, here's some short ones. They're short, simple prayers. It's one of them, excuse me, some I pray is, Lord, I come to you in faith to heal me or to increase my income. This is for you, Nene, or to send me a mate. Whatever your situation is, just ask him. Be specific. That's what I understand. Lord, I thank you for your love, forgiveness, mercy, grace, favor, whatever he's done for you. If you're waking up in the morning, you're breathing on your own, you don't need a breathing machine, guess what? You're blessed. You don't take those little things for granted. I don't. Here's some other ones. According to Billy Graham, one day, back here last week, I ran across a program that was back in 1971. So the same message obviously is being preached today. However, he talked about the four spiritual laws, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but this is pretty much what he is saying. The four spiritual laws, number one, God loves you and designed a purpose for your life. You better believe he designed a purpose for your life. The whole key is believing. It is real. It is real. This is not cosmic. This is real. It is real. What you're seeing is real. Everything that's happening before your eyes, your living eyes, is real. So we know it's all about belief, okay? But the four spiritual laws is God loves you, and he designed a purpose for your life. Number two, confess your sins daily. That is in thought and in deed, regardless. Thought and deed. Just confess them daily. Number three, reclaim your faith by surrendering your emotions, your will, and your intellect to God, because all of those belong to him. Your emotions, your will, your intellect, they're all God's. He created you. He is the creator. I can remember just praying at the age of four. I don't know. I could have been praying before that age, but I can just remember always having that connection with God. So I am a living witness. And what God wants us to do is to share our testimonies. And, you know, I ask the same question, Nene. I ask God, I say, you know, you try to do good in life, you do right in life, and it seems like it's not helping, which is why I share with you guys Shannon Wexler. I'm going to put her video out on Facebook and let you guys. She has faith. I mean, she's trying to do everything for the Lord. She's singing for the Lord, et cetera. And her husband's nearly killed in a car accident. And her testimony is phenomenal. So she sung about it. Okay, four spiritual laws. Number four, obedience by prayer and supplication. We're not going to do everything right, but we strive to do right. We do right. And the funny thing is that, again, you can do everything to everything right. I mean, you can love your neighbor. You can give in time, talents, and tithing, and it seems like everything comes crumbling down on you. But we have to take Jesus into consideration. He died on the cross. We can never, ever walk a mile in his shoe, never. So the four spiritual laws, just know in your heart that God loves you and he designed a purpose for your life. You have to seek that purpose. Number two, confess your sins daily. Number three, reclaim your faith, by surrendering your emotions, your will, your intellect to God. And then try to be obedient, that is, yeah, sometimes we have to tell little white lies. You know, the interesting thing about it, sometimes I read the Bible and doing my best to understand and study scriptures, that seem like there's like little white lies in the Bible, you know. So we get into religiosity and we think, oh, well, you know, if you do this and you do that, you're going to hell. God is not like that. I don't believe it. These are my personal perspectives, my personal opinion. We also have the sinner's prayer. It is a prayer that most theologies is pretty straightforward and basic. There's different versions and ways, but it's a personal prayer, so you can make it your own. A sample sinner's prayer is, "Dear God, I know that I am a sinner. I thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for my sins. I am a believer and believe that Jesus died and rose the third day. Please come into my heart and live your life through me. Now, Lord, thank you for living your life through me and forgiving me." And then you'll just say, "In Jesus' name, amen." And like I said, there are various portions of this, because it is called the sinner's prayer, so it's kind of personal. You know what your sins are or your shortcomings or whatever else. But I want to kind of elaborate on Solomon. You know, I don't know about you guys, but there was a time in my life when I was searching for things that at the end of the day, it really didn't matter, because I was just like Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 1 and 3. You guys ought to check that out. He's just like us. He's like, "Lord, this is madness. Dang, I can't believe this." You know, he just goes on to say, it's just, and it's weird, because he's saying in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 3, he says, "What do people gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun?" He said, "Generations come and go." He says, "But the earth will remain forever." He said, "The sun rises and the sun sets, and it returns the same set the next day." He said, he goes on in verse 8, he says, "All things are wearisome." What does wearisome means? Weary. You're weary. You're worrying. You're confused. He says, "All things are wearisome, more than words can express." He said, "The eyes has more than it can see, and the ears has more than it can contain." And then he goes on in verse 9, "What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again." So what does that tell you? History repeats itself. He said, "There's nothing new under the sun." He goes on in Ecclesiastes 1, verse 10. "Is there anything new?" He said, "It was here already long ago. It was here before our time." Wow, this is deep, girl. This is deep. And then he goes on in verse 11. He said, "No one remembers you." He said, "We don't even remember our former generation." He says, "Even those yet to come will be will not be remembered by those who followed them." How deep is that? So we're going to deal with these things. There's a lot, but God can, he can get us through. He can get us through these things. All we have to do, excuse me, is just trust him and let him lead us, because it is rough. But I know from experience that these little prayers that you can recite over and over and over again, I like Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 through 7. He says, "We are to accept Christ as our Lord and continue to live our lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as we were taught." He says, "And overflowing with thankfulness." Now, that means giving thanks in everything. How hard is that? I'll be the first to admit, that is the hardest thing to do. However, girl, it's almost like clutching to the Lord. But I do know that in the end, I've seen him bring me through. And so the Lord impressed upon my heart to share this with you guys, because I know their work. The prayer of Jabez works, and it's just a matter of just reciting these things on a daily basis. Just casually saying it, you know, just casually saying, you know, the song I played in the beginning was the 23rd Psalm, which is a powerful verse, because this is when you really stop. This is one of the most powerful verses they claim David ever had written. So, I mean, and I've been told even to pray this prayer when I was in deep sorrow, when I was hurting, I was in pain. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. He says, you're even going to feed me in the presence of my enemies. He says, you anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, David is definitely a controversial chapter in the Bible, we all know. But God yet consider him a man after his own heart, which tells us all that God is no respecter of person. He can love us all where we are because guess what? He uses those who are willing to be used, who are challenged, who is not afraid, and who knows who to call on when they have an issue. I'm just telling you from experience because I cry out to the Lord daily. I've been hurt. I've been backstabbed. I've been backbitten by people I thought were my friends. We all have actually. What do you think, Nene? Tell me what you think.
Yes, I believe everyone has been backstabbed, talked about, and I believe that things happen so that you can process to move on, so that it can prepare you to be a better person, like someone like learns from their mistakes and do different things so they can prevent that mistake or repeating it from over and over. So things go on in life so that you can be better and prepared for what's ahead.
Wow. So, Nene, you know, we talk about Solomon and we talk about how he cried out that it was madness. He even made mention to the fact in Ecclesiastes, I can't remember which chapter that was, whereas any time we have sinned or come short and we are in great, rebellion, that we should immediately be admonished or pay a penalty, because if not, it will go unforgotten, meaning that there has to be some sort of discipline in our lives immediately. So I think that you nailed it. You nailed it because God uses, but we have, are we ready? Can we stand what Jesus went through? Can we stand to be crucified? I mean, are we here just to live temporarily? I mean, I'll speak for myself. I am not perfect. I have to pray on myself daily because I'm like everyone else. You know, I mean, I can't say that I'm always going to respond in a Christian manner because being a Christian says that you are perfect. That's what it says, in my opinion, Christianity. And when somebody says that, I call myself a believer because Christianity says Christ-like. That's what that definition means. We all can't be Christ-like. We try, and I believe it's possible. And I think a lot of us deal with, you know, we know how to treat people, but when people don't treat us the way we treat them, we get off kilter. And so the Lord has taught me to say, you know, he's actually taught me to realize that people will be people. They will hurt you, and we know that phrase. Hurt people, hurt people. However, we don't have to be like everybody, and that's what God is looking for, people who are different, set apart, who are not afraid, who is not fearful. But it's all about connecting, praying, staying prayerful without ceasing, because we think when things are going well, everything is okay. It isn't. It isn't. There's always going to be a new set of problems, always, until the good Lord calls us home. So while we are here on earth and God has purpose to wake us up, he's given us a new purpose, and he's given us time. I mean, we can see. We know that eventually time will, you know, the Lord will come back. He's in it. From the looks of it, it looked like, in my opinion, he's on his way. But we can prepare ourselves because this is not our home, and I want to go to heaven. So I have to pray on myself daily that I may not hurt someone in word or deed. And that's why I love the prayer of Jabez, and I would encourage you to, that's 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10, pray that prayer every day. And I mean, because it says a lot. And so it's all about reciting prayers and remembrance and believing and knowing that God will help you. Now, I would like to send you, like I said, some information and possibly help you connect, just know what your job skills are and different things like that. But more importantly, pray for God to give you that perfect opportunity where he can use you in that capacity. Because guess what, Nene? That's what he wants to do. Seriously. Seriously. He wants people who are not afraid to speak up. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And trust him. Trust him for your protection, because everybody will not like what you say. Everybody will not agree with you. I've had to learn this in all these years the Lord, good Lord, has given me. And I can only attest because I know what he's done in my life, and that's what he's looking for. So even if he's done something good in your life, and I'm sure he has, tell it. Give your testimony. Stay prayerful. Do your Bible study as much as you can. Study the word. Ask God to give you that understanding, because he will. I know that. He will. And our Bible is full of Bible stories, and, I mean, that's a whole nother issue. However, I do believe that God allowed us to have this for the Bible, the word, the good book, just so that we could actually take some anecdotes from that and some nuggets and apply it to our lives. Not that we are supposed to strictly live by the Bible. I'm sorry. I don't believe that, because we can't. We're not that type of people. We're human animals. We just can't do it. We've sinful people, man and woman, Adam and Eve, sinned from the beginning of our, and so I would encourage you to just go, just stay connected with us. I believe that God, this is something that I decided to do on a whim, just out of, you know, just some challenges that came in my life. And I believe that you always should take any negative in your life, you always try to want to take that and turn it into a positive, because that's living. But guess what, girlfriend? Life is not easy. And I'm learning this, so I've learned to just trust God all the way through it until he calls me home. So I want to thank you for calling me and calling Real Talk 101 with you. Share with your friends. Definitely go on the page. Talk about a job, girl. Go on the profile. I've had a couple of management consultant individuals, professionals on my show that have awesome ideas, because it's all about connecting and networking, you know. And this, I don't know how old you are, but it took me a while to get up with the technology, because I just didn't want to do it, you know. But it's all about networking and connecting with people with substance that I have to say that have a proven record of being able to, you know, help you get to that right path or go get to down that right path, you know. It's just, so I would encourage you to do that. You have my page. You have my email. I definitely have your phone number if for some reason something goes wrong. But all you need to do is just go on the page, and just, it should be a little box up there that says follow. Go ahead and follow me, and then go ahead and email me as well with any topic you want to talk about. Feel free to call in. I definitely want to get you a free gift out, because I appreciate you for calling in. I hope I've been very helpful to you today, Nene. Did you have any other questions? Because this is a 30-minute show, girl, and so we try to get as much in as we possibly can.
Yes, I sent you an email. I went on the profile, but I'm not finding a link on there.
Okay.
So
okay.
Well,
I will definitely, you got my email. You should be able to go on the page, and it will, you have to, like, actually go directly, and it'll say follow right up under the heading, the Real Talk 101 with you. But if not, I will send you the link. You want to give me your email real quick? Well,
yes, it's P A U Q U E R I A @gmail.com. Can you repeat that so I can make sure you have it correctly?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hang up and call you right back, okay, because our show's getting ready to end. We got about 60 seconds. Sweetheart, I want you to listen to the words of these songs, okay? Peace out. Once the show ends, I will call you back, okay, and walk you through it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, all my listeners. Thanks for listening. Working on a good guest coming up, so stay tuned. We got some other guests coming on the show, got some other opportunities I want to go over with you. Thanks, Blog Talk Radio, for making this happen. All my friends, my guests, of course, my Heavenly Father. Thank you, guys. Peace out. Nene, stay on the line. I'm going to play this song and just listen.
You lead me beside water.